Speaking of business as usual, in Wisconsin, did you see what's going on over there? The Supreme Court struck down the governor's stay-at-home order. Hours later, we're circulating online on the internet with the social media posts. All kinds of things going on there. It's people seem like they were pent up, but certainly those pictures do not show any social distancing. Doesn't seem to be in accordance with social distancing rules. Other things are open, though, too. Let me just run down some of this, and then we're going to get a taste of what's happening with our Green Bay reporter from our Next Star station, WFRV. She's going to tell us what she's seeing, what's going on around her. Schools, they are not reopening in Wisconsin. You might ask about that. That did not apply to the portion of the order. Bars and restaurants, yes. The ruling immediately lifted all restrictions on all businesses in Wisconsin. Can I get a haircut? Yes, as long as your county or city allows hair salons to reopen. Here's the deal. Milwaukee kind of carved itself out of this. The mayor there said, nope, we are going to be going along with all of the same rules we've done all through this. Nothing changes for us here in Milwaukee. Made that pronouncement. I'm going to ask Karen Conti, our legal expert, how that works coming up, because that's interesting. Here's another piece of this. Wisconsin would have reopened without this order on May 26th. They were still set. They didn't get the extension. They still were going to reopen May 26th, a couple weeks away. And so the governor is even saying that. He says, hey, we've been doing a good job here. Things have been going well. Here's his tweet. We've reached out almost all of our criteria to open. We had opened up small businesses across the state, putting folks back to work, and that was because of the good work of Wisconsinites here. But so this, though, would make it immediate, this new court order. And so that's what's happening. Let's get a taste of what we're seeing there, what is happening. Aaron Davison joins us again from WFRV in Green Bay, our Next Star affiliate. Hey, Aaron, thanks for joining us. Thanks for calling in the show.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon. It's been kind of chaotic around here.
I bet. Now, I don't know. See, this is the thing here. We don't know. Is this representative when we see these photos? And you've seen there's a couple of them at a certain bar that is they're everywhere. I don't know if it's just that one bar or if people were so cooped up that's representative of a lot of bars that they all filled up as soon as this order happened. Do you have any sense of that?
Well, here's what happened. When the Supreme Court made its decision, it wasn't completely unexpected because it is a conservative court. What was unexpected was that the six-day stay was tossed aside. And so instead of a six-day stay where Republicans and the governor would work together to figure out how to gradually do this, it was immediately lifted. All businesses were allowed to open. And shortly after the Supreme Court order came down, the Wisconsin Tavern League posted on its Facebook page, all of its members can now immediately open. So within minutes of the Wisconsin Tavern League posting that on the Facebook page, taverns opened. In the interim, and we went out and got pictures of a lot of the taverns that had opened and people piling in, and it was a little bit chaotic last night here in Green Bay. Shortly after that, later that evening, Brown County, the county that Green Bay is in, enacted its own safer at home order, and that is what essentially has been happening. Different cities and counties all over northeastern Wisconsin are enacting their own orders until May 20th. Some of them are enacting safer at home orders until further notice. So it's very piecemeal. The governor is still giving a live update on the state's response right now. And he said essentially that the Supreme Court has decided to throw our state into chaos. All 72 counties can do what they want. And that's what's happening.
Well, and that's what I was confused about, because when I saw Milwaukee was saying, no, 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 it's still in place here. But you're saying the local authorities are making different rules. And that's just how it's going right now.
Yes, Fond du Lac County and Shawano County, both counties in our area, have said the order's lifted immediately. Businesses can do what they want. So it really is essentially depending on what county you're in, what the rules are.
Yeah. What about, so hair salons, all that kind of stuff, schools not reopening, anything else not allowed to reopen, or is it pretty much back to business for most of the states in the areas where it's allowed?
It's pretty much business as usual. I mean, as it was before the pandemic, the governor is asking that businesses still need to be diligent in their efforts to keep workers safe and their customers safe. He suggests, going on the website and finding best safety practices. But it is up to the individual business whether they want to require someone to wear masks, whether they want people to do social distancing, whether they're even going to practice hygiene and use sanitizer and wipe down the bar. Really is up to the individual business whether they decide to follow the guidelines if they don't exist in a county that has already put new borders on the area. I guess what the Supreme Court ruling essentially did was they put limits on the state health secretary's authority, but they did not put limits on local health authorities. So local health authorities have stepped in to enact their own safer at home orders.
You're up in Green Bay, so I don't know if this you would see as much of this, but are you noticing more Illinois license plates around there? I know initially when this whole thing happened, there was sort of some there's some things that came out saying, hey, don't come to your home in Wisconsin, and that sort of thing happened. But now I wonder if this attracts some people from, you know, the northern part of Illinois to kind of come over there.
And that's going to be a big question come tomorrow, because that's essentially when we see the majority of Illinois license plates travel in, especially to Door County and the Northwoods in Marinette County and places like that. And so we'll see what happens. It will be interesting to see going forward. I haven't seen it yet, whether Door County and some of the counties along the lake decide to continue the restrictions on having visitors come in. It is a worry for those smaller counties that don't have the hospital facilities and medical facilities. So far, they've had a very low number of people with positive cases of the coronavirus, and frankly, their hospitals can't handle a number of people coming in sick. So it's been good for them so far, and that's why they were trying to keep the visitors down. What happens going forward, I guess we'll see.
Yeah, we will. That's a big concern. And the other question I have is not just the northern counties, but like just over the border, the Mars Cheese Castle, is that going to be busy? Are all those places that all the Illinois people love going to start filling up? I don't know. It just seems as if this is opening and we're not yet. So there is a lot of demand.
You know, I have my, I'm from Beloit, Wisconsin, which is, you know, a city divided by the state of Illinois. And so I'll be asking my relatives what they're seeing right there, because I imagine that they are going to see a lot of people come up.
Yeah, I will. I would, too. Erin, thanks. Thanks for the time today. Busy day. And I know you're getting back to monitor the governor's speech as he's talking about this very issue right now. So thanks for checking in with us.
Thanks so much, Anna. I appreciate it.